Hi, this is Cindy from Three Little Pigs. If you try my sauce, I know you'll be back.
Yeah, we are back. You're listening to The Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in our beautiful downtown studios in Grand Rapids. It's going to bump up against 90 degrees today. A great day to get out and fire up your grill. Bob, what's cooking over there, man?
Well, it's 4th of July recipes, baby. Just all the things that we're going to be throwing on the grill. Yep. Lots of stuff. I mean, can you imagine the amount of grills getting fired up on the 4th of July? What would that number look like if 70% of North Americans, no, 84% of North Americans have grills? And, you know, how many, what's that, a couple hundred?
Million.
Yeah.
Yeah, grills that get fired
up. Households, there's maybe a
going to go through some
households.
Gas and charcoal lists next week is what you're saying, right?
Telling you.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go to one of my friends that I met here, but I want to set this up if I can. There's the only true triathlon in the state of Michigan called the Michigan Titanium is coming up at the end of August, and there's a couple pre-events that are going to be happening. But the Michigan Titanium is the first and only full Ironman distance triathlon in Michigan. It's expected to drive over 600 participants. It'll span across Grand Rapids, Ada, and Plainfield. It's 140 miles, and the half iron is about 70 miles. The course is going to tour some of West Michigan's most beautiful scenery, provides the athletes an opportunity to improve their personal record and meet this challenge. It's sanctioned by the USAT. It's just a fabulous event, and there's a couple promotional runs and training things that are going to be going on here. One of them is on July 7th, and right now we have Ann Vidro joining us with the Michigan Titanium. Ann, you out there?
Hey, I sure am, Randy. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing really good. Thanks. I appreciate you making time. I know you're getting really busy right now setting up for this event on July 7th. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so the actual Michigan Titanium will be happening August 26th out of Versluis Park there, like you said. But on July 7th, we are doing an on-course training run. So we're meeting out at Versluis at 9 a.m., and then what's going to happen is we're going to have Athletic Mentors out there, who is our pro coaching company, along with some of our other sponsors. We'll have Striders and Keith Swiss and a few other folks out there coaching you along to do the half marathon distance. So you'll be able to at least do half of a full iron distance course that day. So you'll actually have professional coaches out there answering questions, kind of critiquing your run techniques and helping you out with different things like nutrition and stuff like that. So again, that's July 7th. Starts at 8 a.m. at Versluis Park. Normally this is worth, at least a couple $100, but if you actually register for the Michigan Titanium before the practice run, it's actually free. So we're offering, and along with after the run, we're all going to meet at the score at 11 o'clock, and lunch is on the house. So we'll be doing a presentation there with Metro Health afterwards as well for about a good half hour while you get a good burger.
Yep, fantastic. Good grilled burger, I might note. If you don't know where Versluis Park is, it's on Northland Drive, right where Plainfield and Northland come together. There's that gravel pit, which would be on the east side of the Beltline there, and that's called Versluis Park. Really cool because there's no gas motors allowed in that lake, and you're actually going to be doing the swim portion of the event in that lake, aren't you?
We sure are, yes.
Yep, fantastic. And you got another event coming up on August the 4th, which is similar to this run. It's a practice, if you will, same type of thing for the bike part of the event as well, correct?
Yeah, it sure is. Again, we're going to meet at Versluis Park at 8 a.m. on August 4th, that Saturday. We're going to have West Michigan Bike and Fitness out there supporting that bike ride, along again with Athletic Mentors, again, some pro biking coaches to coach you along the course, again, give you some good pointers and tips. And then afterwards, Metro Health, again, will be doing a clinic-type thing over at the score while you grab a good lunch there again.
Yep, the Vineyard Church, which is just up the street, is going to be doing a pig roast, more barbecued food. Barbecued food is healthy, guys, where you can be in a triathlon and still eat barbecued food at the end, man. This is what it's all about. We're the Grilling Guys. And thanks so much. Now, you got a title sponsor for this event, too. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention that.
Yeah, you betcha, boy. We cannot thank Kreis Anderle enough. They came on board as title. Great law firm here in town, full service law firm, and they've been a huge support. You know, this event could not happen without them. So we really want to put a shout out and say thank you to Kreis Anderle.
You bet. Well, Ann, thanks so much. If you're interested in this, it's July 7th is the pre-training event out at Versluis Park. Get out there, give it a try. August 4th, they're at the same place, going to be doing the starting the bike course. So, Ann, best of luck to you. This is cool stuff we're doing here in West Michigan, and we appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you, Randy. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
So, yep. Jop, you signing up for that?
Yeah, yep. I'm in the grilling competition part of that thing. I'll be getting out of my truck and waddling my fat A around and opening up my grill. So, yeah.
I'm looking at the half try, and, you know, I could do one of the segments of the half.
Right, yeah.
I could bike the 56 miles. That'd be it.
Yeah, right.
And that's a killer.
Yeah, that is an incredible day. And hats off to anybody that has the ability to do something like that. Because you're biking, you're swimming 1.3 miles, you're biking over 100 miles, you're running 26 miles. It's an amazing test of the human body that all of that is done back to back to back. So and they're eating grilled food during their training.
Well, it's a good thing they're going to have Metro Health on standing by.
Yeah. That's just it. So that's going on next weekend after the 4th of July, closing out the holiday week. But
you know, Jop, we've got another beer festival coming up. This Michigan's turning into one giant beer fest. Saturday, July 21st, noon to midnight, it's at Frankenmuth Brewery, one of our great sponsors in Frankenmuth, Michigan. And that is going to be just a blowout. There's going to be like 25 breweries there, and they're having their very own little mini beer fest in Frankenmuth. If you've never been to Frankenmuth, I mean, that town, that's a place to go. As soon as you drive into town, you just go, wow, I'm so happy to be here. It's just like gorgeous. You feel like you're in Candyland or something. You know, all these buildings are all decorated up in a beautiful Bavarian fashion. And I mean, flowers everywhere. It's just gorgeous. And smack dab in the middle of town is Frankenmuth Brewery. So, you know, you only have to walk a couple blocks and you're home.
Right.
You're there. But, you know, it's a good time to think about barbecue safety. And we like to pound these points in. And since there's going to be like 100 million households grilling on Wednesday, something like that, I thought it'd be a good idea if we covered a few more of these things. One of the big dangers we were running into last night, we were worried there were a couple little babies over and you're getting them near the grill. Now I was burning charcoal. So that base of that Cajun got really hot.
And it's right down about eye level with the little toddlers that were running around.
They're just wandering by. Even if they just put their hand on it and burn their hand, I mean, it's still a tragedy. It ruins the event. And I've seen that happen too many times. Here's another one, though, is don't wear loose clothing. Not an excuse to wear super tight clothes. But you don't want to have something that is going to flow and happen to waft over that flame, because a lot of these fabrics are made from petroleum products, you know, the
poly
products.
And they go quick.
They go
really
quick. If
they catch on fire and they melt and they cause really bad burns. I've got one right on the corner. You know, even a grilling guy reaches across the grill, and I took a burn on my left wrist when I was reaching in because of a flare-up. Just a stupid move on my part.
I told you not to wear that Stevie Nicks gown.
Yeah, you know, I know, but
idea.
You know what? I look so good.
Use long-handled barbecue tools, okay?
Right.
Get some nice tongs that are nice and long that are effective. And again, I like going with just the stainless food grade jobs that you get right in the kitchen supply stores. But get the long set, and really tongs and a long spatula. Go to grilldaddy.com and get one of those spatulas with a heat shield on it. Great way to go. Never use flammable liquids around a grill.
Really?
Yes, never. You've got an open flame and fumes. It's really.
And here's what I've seen done more than one time. The guy lights the charcoal. He doesn't think it's burning fast enough, but there is a fire there. And then he takes and squirts the charcoal lighter on the lit charcoal already.
Two mistakes.
That is super dangerous.
Two mistakes there. The first is he started off using liquid charcoal lighter.
Right.
Never use petroleum-based charcoal lighter. It adds to the patina of your grill, and it ruins your flavor profile in that patina, that buildup that's in your grill. That's flavor. Right. The second is don't add fuel when it's burning.
Right, exactly. So coming up next, we're going to break down a few more recipes, talk a little bit about some gadgets, maybe a little bit of safety as well, because we can't talk enough about that. So many people don't grill terribly often, and this is the time of year when they're really after it, so we want to hit that hard. You're listening to The Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.